This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are, so welcome to the show. Lots of things going on. It's another banner news day. And, you know, it's kind of an interesting thing here. My screen is popping everywhere. I'm getting all these notifications. Something's up. I want to go back to the real live deal screen here in a second and see what's happening. Mueller. According to Chuck Todd, it's supposed to break out something. He's a little tardy on the breakout if he's going to do it on Friday. Of course, that's a Friday night dump. I forgot all about the dump, the big dump that everybody takes on Friday night, right? Get the bad news out on Friday, and that way it buffers it over the weekend. Or the weekend buffers it. And then all of a sudden, shazam. Aha. Want a burger? We're going to mention what's going to be happening for, as California Mills clearing its death row, here's a look at who, this is interesting, another California thing. But anyway, we'll be talking about this. I'm just looking at Fox News, they popped up something here and I don't see what all the excitement's about. What are they doing here? They're talking about some state chapters. Okay, I don't know. Anyway, the big news that's going on right now, of course, is Mueller. There's this Chuck Todd thing. We're going to figure it all out, right? It says here, is California Mueller clearing its death row? Here's a look at who would be spared the dreaded Green Mile. God, I don't think we've executed anybody in California in a long time, but that's okay. And remember, we're going back to a lawless society. More of the whole FBI thing. Okay, nothing there. Facing jail time, man accused of swiping teens, MAGA hat is indicted, report says. I'm shocked to see that sort of thing going on. Let's take that one on. This is a Fox News. This is just a little character reference story. says a man accused of stealing teen's MAGA hat indicted by grand jury. Don't you take that, MAGA hat. Wow, that's interesting. I'm biting. Says a grand jury has indicted a Texas man who was arrested in July for allegedly stealing a teen's Make America Great Again hat before throwing a drink in his face at a Whataburger restaurant. An incident that went viral and caught the attention. I didn't see it and caught the attention of the Trump family. The guy was indicted. I'm shocked to see that legitimate stuff is going on in America. I mean, well, I think he's got indicted for the battery. The battery part of that, of course, is that he threw something at him.
...who was bullied, and now he joins me in a Waters World exclusive interview. So, Hunter, did you say anything to provoke this? Were you talking about anything, or did he just come out of the blue?
So before he actually came over and immediately ripped off my hat off my head, I don't believe any of my friends or even me made eye contact with him.
Were you talking about anything that may have alarmed him? Were you talking about the wall? Were you talking about, I don't know, Little Rocket Man? What were you saying?
I believe the conversation when he came over was about Pokemon, if we saw some funny thing on Twitter.
Okay, so totally unprovoked. And this guy's now been arrested, and he has quite a little rap sheet. He's got a past arrest for DWI, marijuana, burglary. So he's not a good guy, and he's been fired from his job. Did you feel scared when he came over? Did you have any idea that he was coming over in an aggressive fashion?
I had no clue he was coming over, and out of nowhere, like, I saw his hand come over, he ripped the hat off my head, basically bear clawed it, he kind of, like, pulled my head a little bit, and then, I was pretty shocked, I felt a little bit threatened.
So he threw the soda right in your face.
Yes.
Did you think about doing anything? He looked a little bit bigger than you.
He was definitely bigger than me. That's kind of the whole funny thing, this, you know, 30-year-old guy, an adult, knows that he can pick on a bunch of teenagers, so he thought, oh, this is going to be funny, and yeah.
So you've pressed charges against this guy? You plan on pressing charges?
So we went to the police. We gave a statement and everything. I think it was basically out of our hands whether or not we were going to press charges. I believe the charges we pressed were for theft.
For theft, because he stole the hat.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I probably after this airs, you might get a hat sent to you, maybe 1,000 hats, or, you know, I'm sure you'll have a nice little Make America Great Again hat collection after this incident. I'm glad you're okay. Anything you want to say to this guy or to people watching at home?
I just say that this isn't acceptable. The whole reason that I'm doing this is that no person should think this is acceptable and that they can get away with it. But I do say, though, that people make mistakes, so I'm not really holding against this guy. He made a mistake, and this is not acceptable.
All right, Hunter, very mature reaction. I probably wouldn't have reacted that way or said that, but I appreciate your civility. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I mean, the picture's very good. I didn't see this. This is a while back, this thing. This is a new story, though. They've indicted him and this guy. Says Kino Jimenez, 30, was charged with theft of person. He could serve jail time if convicted. Oh, no. The kid that was talking, his name was Hunter Richards. Says Jimenez was accused of stealing 16-year-old Hunter Richards' cap on July 3rd. The teen captured a video of Jimenez criticizing him for supporting Donald Trump as he sat in a San Antonio restaurant with friends. The president, you ain't supporting. This is some of the verbiage he was in. The president, you ain't blank blank supporting a man identified as Jimenez is heard saying on the camera after tossing a large drink in the direction of the teen filming the video. He then walks away. I think there's two guys. They're sitting in a Whataburger, and they're sitting in a booth. They're sitting side by side, and then a teen across the table from him. And the teen who's sitting closest to the wall, I guess, is videotaping. He's watching Jimenez walk up. And he takes his hat, says, you ain't supporting this man. And then
He also says, then he tosses a large drink in the direction of the teen filming the video. That guy can get him for battery, believe it or not. He should probably get him for battery. Stealing, and then get him for battery. The stealing is pretty odd, but the battery's also odd. There's two things there. So two teens could file charges. This guy could go to jail for 10 years. Don't mess with the hat, man. He then walks away with the hat while muttering, mother, as one of the other teens sitting at the tables is stunned. Authorities identified Jimenez from the video and arrested him at his home July 6th. On a warrant for theft of person. He was booked and released later that day on a $5,000 bond. Police returned the hat to Richard following the arrest. But the teen also received a duplicate hat autographed by President Trump. I hate it when this happens. Yeah, make America great again. There you go. There's the hat. It says the gift from Trump came about because Donald Trump Jr. heard about the story and asked Twitter followers to put him in contact with the teen. And, of course, there it is, Donald Trump Jr. Later, Richard said about the incident, guys, we're not coming. I got to hurry up here. I supported my president. If you don't, let's have a conversation about it instead of ripping my hat off. What a great job. We have to do more of this, ladies and gentlemen. But in California, this is okay. Nothing would happen to this guy. Did you know that? For what he did. South California's changed.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillows.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 2ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.2ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 2ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. I have a hankering for a burger. Yesterday I had a hankering for a burger, and I went there too. I promise, I said on the show yesterday, I would go get an In-N-Out burger. And I did. I am going to go to lunch at In-N-Out Burger today. I am. Don't you love it when a plan comes together? Internet leftist boycott In-N-Out Burger over Republican donation. Go get your burgers. Get two. Buy one for another. I mean, I'm serious. Let's have a boycott. There you go. We'll buy it. This is no joke. This is from Michelle Moons, great writer at Breitbart. Internet leftists are calling for a boycott of the cultural favorite In-N-Out Burger chain over a donation made to the California Republican Party, ignoring large donations it has made to the Democrats. Now, I'm a little miffed at them, too, because the California Republican Party is completely worthless. It's in the bag for the globalists, of course. I mean, look who runs it, and then who's run it into the ground, right? You have a monoparty system. Doesn't mean you don't have really, really good Republican conservative people who really have their hearts in the right place. You do. You have massive amounts out here in California. But massive suppression of the party has taken place, and taken place at the top by the leadership. The leadership has been terrible for the Republican. And everybody in the Republican Party knows it. It's a monoparty system. They've cowered. Actually, they're part of the problem. It's a scam. The election system in California. Okay, you heard me say that last hour. California writer Gabe Schneider tweeted out a snapshot of an In-N-Out late contribution report Wednesday showing a donation to the California Republican Party designated toward the 2018 general election. Uh-huh. And they're putting out $25,000. Okay. In-N-Out, you can do that to New California. You really can. And you don't have to worry about the FPBC. It says Gabe Schneider. Okay, thanks, Gabe. What a moron. Now, before we get into the story, I want to tell you what normally happens with big corporations like this is they are asked by the political parties, the big ones, to donate. Now, I want you to think logically what a burger is. Burger is a hamburger. They're wonderful French fries that they make from raw potato right there in front of you. You can see them make them. Yeah, everything is brought in that day for cooking that day. It's really amazing process that goes on In-N-Out Burger. Absolutely. They're fabulous burgers. You know, animal style. Oh, yeah. Tell me about... Oh, somebody's digging me out of here. I'm making somebody hungry out there with my In-N-Out Burger conversation. Something about an American flag. I'll get to that. Anyway, but if you really like a good burger, In-N-Out Burger is awesome. And they've got pink lemonade. They have pink lemonade. Who has pink lemonade? Nobody. It's all fresh, by the way. It's all fresh food. That's what makes it. And by the way, what is it? Have a wrap. Protein wrap. Protein. You can get your burgers protein style. That means without the carbos. That means no bun. You can take that big, juicy double-double. And you can have it animal style. Put cheese on animal style. And then what you do is you wrap it up protein style, which means they take lettuce. They take the outer covers, you know, the lettuce, and they make the actual bun out of the lettuce, actually. There's no bun. There's no bread. There's carbo. Those are carbos. They don't want. But then, of course, you make the fatal error of having fries. Yes. So there's the carbos. I mean, come on. Go ahead, have the bun. No, I actually like, this is no joke, I like the double-double animal style, no bun, protein style. I like it. I like it. I strongly urge you to buy those. Now, what else, the pink lemonade, I can only have so much of it because it's so good, but it gets acidic in my stomach and I feel a little, you know, out of sorts. So that's just me, but I love it. Are you kidding me? Ugh. So get the large pink lemonade. Actually, you have your choice. You can go to the fountain and get it. But this is what I'm talking about. It's a fabulous. And they're so popular. They have lines of people lined up all the time. Okay, now, here's the deal. It's wonderful to have an In-N-Out burger. Go have one. Okay, here's what I'm getting at. It's food. And who eats food? Republicans eat food. And Democrats eat food. And Greens eat food. Independents eat food. Everybody eats food. Well, except vegans. They eat vegans. This is my point. In-N-Out Burger is not stupid. Oh, let's give $25,000 to the Republican Party and that's it. Now, what about all those Democrats who eat In-N-Out Burger food? You're going to take them off? Polarize them? Oh, they don't give any money to the Democratic Party. Are you stupid? They're not stupid people at In-N-Out. They're fabulous. These guys have it all thought. They have it all thought out. They recognize that food, they serve food, they produce the product, and it doesn't matter if you're Republican or Democrat, you will come and eat it. But if you make your constituents angry, if you say, oh, only to Republicans, you're probably not going to have the Democrats show up. So they're not stupid. They give equal amounts to both sides. Keeps everybody happy. They say, oh, I donated to the Republican Party. I donated to the Democratic Party. It's a neutralizer. So, Gabe, you stupid idiot. Stupid because you didn't look and see. You don't understand. Abe, I think you're 10 years old. Well, at least a seventh grade mentality. No question about that. This is how he couched it. In-N-Out added a new item to their secret menu. And, of course, he's got the link up there to the money that was donated to the Republican Party. Didn't look good enough, did he? Fake news. Absolute fake news right there. That's how it works. Why? Because this guy did something stupid. He does this, but this is what the fake news people do. Even the major networks do this. ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN. Post-it. No, say that. Those guys, they do the same thing. They give you one part of the story, don't give you all of it, or they just give you a smidgen of the story and not all of it. So you're left to your own imaginations, right, Gabe? Gabe needs to, he needs some seasoning in life. Isn't that nice? That's a nice way to say that he is young and stupid. I know a lot of young and really smart people. Really smart people, Gabe. You might want to brush shoulders with those people rather than to just idolize people like Barack Hussein Obama. Or Bill Clinton or Robert Mueller. Or Carl Bernstein. Oh, there's a winner. Carl Bernstein, man. Isn't he a charmer? Carl Bernstein. I heard there's a story out there floating around. If the Democrats win, they're going to impeach Clarence Thomas. A black man. What they're saying is, if the Democrats win, they're going to lynch Clarence Thomas. Kind of like, you know, back in the day when, you know, when they were running around with the Klans, those Democratic people. The Democratic Party started the Klan. Why would it be any different in 2018? Nothing like a little lynching, right? We'll be back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 2ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.2ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 2ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
The Agenda 21 Show.
Don McGann's a really good guy. I knew he was going also, as you know. I had to approve it.
Any concern about what he said to the Mueller?
No, nothing.
As President Trump saying that White House counsel Don McGahn, who is leaving shortly after the confirmation of Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court, he made that announcement today. That move, he says it was widely expected, but it was a bit of a surprise when it happened this morning. It is fueling speculation about his role in the Russia probe, specifically his extensive cooperation with the Mueller team earlier this month. That was the president was referring to in there, saying that he knew about it and that he sanctioned it, said it was okay. So here now, Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan, member of the House Judiciary and Oversight Committees, who also spoke with Bruce Orr yesterday. So you've been a busy man. Good to see you this evening, Congressman. Chuck Grassley was very concerned about the White House losing Don McGahn. He said, I hope it's not true McGahn is leaving White House counsel. You can't let that happen at Real Donald Trump, he included in there. What do you say about that?
I think Don McGahn's a darn good lawyer. I think he served the president well. But if he wants to leave, and the White House is fine with that and the president's okay with that, then that's a White House decision. I think the president's got a good legal team around him, Mr. Giuliani, Mr. Flood, and a host of other folks who are helping him out. And I think what we do know is Mueller's investigation now, 15, 16 months, not one bit of evidence, not one bit of evidence that there's been any type of coordination between the Trump campaign and Russia to influence the election.
All right. But you haven't seen the report yet. So we, you don't really know what Robert Mueller has yet.
We don't know, but come on. I mean, everything we've heard, there hasn't been. But we've learned all kinds of things about what the FBI did wrong, and we learned some more of that yesterday when we deposed Mr. Orr.
Yeah, so you spoke to Bruce Orr yesterday. The president said this about him in a tweet: how the hell is Bruce Orr still employed at the Justice Department? Disgraceful and witch hunt. Rachel Maddow last night was very concerned about the Department of Justice potentially losing Bruce Orr, and you guys grilling him yesterday behind closed doors. Here's what she said.
I don't know exactly what these targeted attacks by the White House and congressional Republicans will ultimately do to the capabilities of the Justice Department and the FBI when it comes to fighting things like Russian intelligence operations in the United States and Russian organized crime and Russian money laundering through American real estate.
So Bruce Orr was key to all that, and she's very worried that our national security will be in peril if you guys bully him and he ends up losing a job.
What we should be worried about is Bruce Orr, senior official at the Justice Department's wife, was working for the firm hired by the Clintons to put together the dossier. And we know the dossier was the key to all of this. And Bruce Orr, Peter Strzok told us in the hearing 5 weeks ago, Martha, Bruce Orr is the guy who funneled parts of the dossier to the FBI. His wife's working for the Oppo research firm Fusion GPS, who's been hired by the Clinton campaign. And we know the dossier was taken to the court. And I'll tell you what we got confirmed yesterday. When they went to the court, the FBI knew three important things, and they didn't disclose this to the court. They knew the Orr's involvement in production of the dossier. They knew that Christopher Steele had this extreme bias against the president, and they knew who paid for the dossier, and they didn't disclose those key facts to the court when they went there to get the warrant to spy on Carter Page and the Trump campaign. And
that's pretty remarkable. It is remarkable. When someone who works at the Department of Justice is bringing information, and I heard, you know, basically giving the thumb drive, handing over stuff straight from Fusion GPS over to the FBI and saying, here's what we got. And he also admitted to in this testimony yesterday that he felt that Steele was biased. So they all know that on that side of the equation. But then when they apply for the FISA warrant, they don't mention that. They don't include that part of, at least, you would say all, but a good majority of what they're basing the FISA warrant on it hasn't been disclosed, that the person who told them is very biased.
Yeah, you and I go to court, Martha. We got to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. The FBI should have to do the same darn thing, particularly when they're getting a warrant to spy on a fellow American citizen, and they're doing so, I believe, to spy on the Trump campaign. That is as fundamentally wrong as it gets. Here's the other key thing that came out yesterday. You think about this. Why did Glenn Simpson and Christopher Steele pick Bruce Orr in the first place? Why'd they select his wife to come work for Fusion? They had a direct access. Chris Steele had direct access to the FBI. He was handing them parts of the dossier. Why did they also want to run it through Bruce Orr at the Justice Department?
Good question.
It seems to me to create weight and credibility behind a document that was completely false. If you can now go tell the press and tell other people, a senior Department of Justice official is also talking about the dossier and also passing it on to the FBI, it gives it weight when, in fact, it was completely a uncredible, unverified document and a bunch of garbage.
Yeah. Understood. So the ranking members of your committee, Mr. Nadler and Mr. Cummings, put out a late statement today. They say, we can understand why Republicans are increasingly desperate to create a distraction and undermine the Department of Justice as a hedge against what the investigators might find. Your thoughts, and then I have one more question for you before I let you go.
Desperate. Rachel Maddow and Mr. Cummings, Mr. Nadler need to look at the facts. Comey was fired. Andy McCabe lied three times under oath, faces a criminal referral, fired. Jim Baker, former chief counsel, demoted and then left. Lisa Page, FBI counsel, demoted, then left. Peter Strzok, deputy head of counterintelligence, demoted, then left. Sally Yates, fired. Bruce Orr, demoted twice. These are the key people who ran these investigations. Tell me any other time you've seen a federal agency where that has taken place with the key people at the top who ran the Clinton investigation and who started and ran the Russian investigation. That's the biggest problem. And what we're trying to do is get the answers and the facts so that you can report them to the American people and the American people can fully understand just how bad it was at the top of the Justice Department when this happened.
All right. Let me ask you one more thing. You mentioned Sally Yates. We get a lot of questions about her potential role. Bruce Orr worked for her. We know that she signed one of those FISA requests. Did she come up yesterday, and did you learn any more about how they may be connected in any of this?
Well, we're not supposed to get into the specifics about it. I will tell you this. Broussard did talk to key people in the Justice Department, particularly on the FBI side, people's names you've talked about, people's names who have been out there, and that was a revelation. And he talked to them early in this process. They were fully informed early on what was happening with this dossier.
All right. We'll see where it goes from here.
Wow. There it is. More of that. Sorry, I couldn't resist it. I couldn't resist it. It was one of those shining objects to bring us all back to the phony investigation and the, of course, lies, the fake news. They completely fabricated the whole thing. And the question is, why? And I think we answered it. It's because of the election system. See, in the first hour, we had this discussion, but I just couldn't resist going back to it because I saw this nice little article by Jim Jordan in Fox News. So I said, look, we got to get this out there. See, Jordan was actually in the room with Orr. And he let on a lot. He gave us all, they all knew. And Orr, whose wife worked for Fusion GPS, who was hired for the fake dossier by the Hillary Clinton campaign. Get it? His wife. His wife. And he works for the FBI. That's how it all got started. Right there. I mean, this is just amazing what they're. But again, when you're lawless, you can just be lawless. And that's exactly what's going on here. That is exactly what is going on here. And of course, that's what's not the case. The case is, we want lawfulness. We do. Our nation is dependent upon us being lawful. They do not want lawfulness. They want to be lawless, and they want you to be lawless, and they want everybody just to enjoy being lawless. That's why this is all coming back to center. It's all coming back to haunt them. There's no question about it. And I predict that, then why have the special counsel? He's investigating the wrong thing. He should be investigating the collusion on their side. Now, one of the things I want clarity on, and again, this is as this investigation goes through, most of the time, Hillary Clinton and others, when they talk about Russia, they don't talk about Putin. They talk about these oligarchs that are out there, these multi-billionaires that are in Russia themselves that have their own little oligarchy around them. They've got their own set of oligarchs that they work with in Russia. That's what happened with Uranium One. See, you have to kind of suss out all this stuff. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news and newcaliforniastate.com. We'll be right back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference?
We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 2ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.2ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 2ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
To the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. An indictment over campaign spending hasn't shaken Duncan Hunter from holding the lead in his re-election bid over Democrat challenger Amar Kampa-Najjar in California's 50th Congressional District. Remember we brought this up? He was indicted, Duncan Hunter, on some, you know, campaign finance things. Says Hunter led this Najjar by 8 points, 43 to 39, in a survey poll released Monday that identified 13% as undecided. No margin of error was reported. Hunter's support appears to have remained steady from California's June primary, where Hunter took home 47% of the vote, the same percentage he received in the new poll. Investigation into Hunter's campaign funds were widely reported ahead of the June primary, and Hunter still achieved a commanding first place with Kampa-Najjar, I hope I'm saying that right, trailing in second with just over 17% of the vote. On August 21st, Hunter and his wife were indicted for alleged misuse of campaign funds, and Monday's poll was conducted after the indictment from August 22nd to 26th and shows at least three-quarters of those polled were aware of the new indictment at the time they were questioned. A plurality of respondents, 42%, believe the charges were politically motivated, 36% believe they were not, and 22% were not sure. 64% of Republicans believe the charges to be politically motivated. Gee, I wonder why they might think they're politically motivated. Probably because they are. You know, that's just the way it rolls, right? Probably because they are. You can't fool those voters down there in San Diego. Because that's really where Duncan Hunter's from, is that San Diego area, northern part. Hunter's wife have pled not guilty to the charges against him. Says the boost in support to Kampa-Najjar could be because of the consolidation of support from Democrats, the San Diego Tribune reported or suggested. Najjar's 39% showing in the survey poll stands close to just 3 points higher than the combined 36% of the votes who supported one of the three candidates. So that's that's where that's coming from. Obviously, he's still not even remotely close to that. Najjar has faced heat over his Palestinian terrorist grandfather. Oh, this is an interesting little twist to all this. Listen to this. Okay, Najjar's grandfather was a former Palestinian terrorist. Mohammed Yosef al-Najjar, who headed up the intelligence activities for the Fatah faction and was allegedly linked to the murder of 11 Israeli athletes at the Summer Olympics in Munich in 1972, which I remember vividly. Najjar has distanced himself from his grandfather's views and actions. One would hope. Says Republicans took home a combined 62% of the vote between the two candidates, or three candidates, including Hunter, in the June primary. A no-party preference candidate received 1.2%. Okay. Far-left Democrats, Elizabeth Warren and New York congressional candidate Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, encouraged their Twitter followers to support Najjar in the significantly Republican 50th congressional district. This is, people don't understand this, is that there is a Duncan Hunter Sr. It says Duncan Hunter Sr. held the congressional seat prior to Duncan Hunter Jr. winning in 2008. We're just going to keep it the family. Everything's good. It's all good in the hood. That's what I liked it down there in San Diego. And I don't blame him, quite frankly. Najjar previously served in the Labor Department under President Barack Obama. There you go. Keeping track of your nice little terrorist family. Hunter and Najjar will face off as the only two names in the November ballot for the 50th district. Voters to choose from to represent them in the House. That doesn't make sense. These guys are writing these stories. Some of your word structuring, your sentence structuring is horrible. Under California's Proposition 14, top two primary. Here, see, this, I'm bringing this up because this is part of that corruption business that I'm talking about. Massive corruption going on. Massive. There is no process for allowing political parties to remove a candidate. So, you know, that's just, you're out of luck. You're SOL. S-O-L in this Duncan Hunter thing. I mean, isn't that odd? This whole Duncan Hunter thing? And this guy happens... See, I think it's very odd because I don't trust the Justice Department in these charges against Duncan Hunter. Who's there? Who's at the Justice Department now running this operation on him? And by the way, we want to know because we hear this rumor down there in the Southern Command of California for the FBI that the picture that hangs up of the President of the United States in the FBI office is who? Barack Obama. Now, I want to know, is that the case? Is that picture still hold up there? Barack Obama is your president? See, that's just, that's totally wrong. But that's the way these people roll, guys. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
Zero. Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best
because
offer
now,
ever.
Even the day buy I went in, I drove off pillow. Time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 2ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.2ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 2ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
2-1-1-0.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back. We're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. All right. Now, if you're going to in the Orange County area October 5th and 6th, you might want to come to the New California State Constitution Convention. Second one. Number two. Dos Convention. And check it out. It's going to be historic. It's going to be a historic day. It's going to be amazing. What's going to be 2 days, actually. So we'd love it if you could show up there anyway. All right, we got a lot of things going on, like I said. And we're going to come back in the next hour and talk to Jim Shiner. He's written a book called Jesus Christ Already. Enough Already. And we're going to be talking about the Pope. Yeah. And what if the Irish said when the Pope showed up last week? Wow, that was terrible. That was really embarrassing. What did they say? I think I copied it. Didn't I copy it down? It says not something about nope. Nope for the Pope. Oh, say nope to the Pope. That was what they were chanting. I didn't make this up. This is what they were chanting. Say nope to the Pope. Anyway, stay with us. I'm going to come here on Agenda 21 Radio and also newcaliforniastate.com. Stay to the future.
And remember, like we always say at this time of the radio show, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.